School districts in the Seattle area say they're ready for the beginning of a federal policy on transgender students. Seattle and Lake Washington say they already comply with most or all of the recommendations. They were outlined this morning in a Dear Colleague letter to educators from the Obama administration. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph has more.
When she heard about the White House's guidance on transgendered students, Marlo Mack almost couldn't believe it.
I'm kind of in shock, in elated shock.
Mac is the mother of an 8-year-old who identifies as a girl. She's not using her real name to protect the identity of her daughter.
A year ago, no one really noticed that my daughter was in the room.
And now there's the beginning of a national policy that says how transgender children's needs should be met at school.
My mind is sort of racing to catch up to the new reality.
Governor Jay Inslee issued a statement saying Washington State is already out front with the feds on this one. But the Family Policy Institute of Washington, which stresses parental rights and religious freedom, called these proceedings lawless. Joseph Backholm speaks for the group.
The decree from today is that you have to allow students to access whatever facility they want based on their expression or their identity. And that, of course, comes into conflict with the right to privacy that every other student has at that school.
Marlo Mack says people who are transgender don't want to make other people uncomfortable.
If you're concerned about your daughter being in the restroom with mine or the locker room with mine, it's very unlikely your daughter's ever going to know.
Mack also says she expects policy to evolve from this starting point. I'm Carolyn Adolph in Seattle.